When I walked into our studios in Culver City, California, to finally meet swamp pop legend Tommy McLane, I was so pleased to see him decked out in velour pants and bright white cowboy boots. His long Santa Claus beard flowing down his chest.
Oh, so this is your show costume now.
That's it, baby. You roll out of bed and get ready to go.
McLane was one of the inventors of swamp pop. It's a melange of R&B, country western, gospel, and traditional French Louisiana music.
This morning on my front porch swing, I heard redbirds sing.
McLane is 82 years old, and he's out with a new album with his producer and guitarist, CeCe Adcock. But, you know, there was a point not that long ago when McLane didn't think anybody was going to hear it.
Some old boy come through the neighborhood and just had to pick my house and burn it down. But I wasn't in there. Then we had a pandemic. We couldn't even play or anything. And then we had hurricanes, and I had a triple bypass heart attack.
But he kept pushing forward.
The bad man was after me, but I've overcome so far. I didn't give up.
And sure enough, I Ran Down Every Dream became Tommy McLane's first album in 4 decades.
I'm tired of living on the losing end. I'm stepping out into the wind. I got a little money, jingle, jangle, me.
McLane first hit it big back in 1966 with a recording of the country ballad Sweet Dreams.
Sweet, sweet dreams of you.
This catapulted him to a new level of fame.
1966, I was on top of the world. I ran through that money and my life like it was ice cream. I was here at the Gene Autry's Hotel, Continental Sunset Strip. Dr. Martin Luther King, I met him and flew on a plane with him and Coretta. That's a great thing that happened in my life.
But McLane says that kind of success and hard living eventually caught up with him. At age 50, he turned to the Catholic Church.
So I had to go to confession one day. I said, Father Dugas, I said, I can't play secular music no more, rock and roll. I said, everybody's calling me, getting mad at me. Had priest looked at me and said, Tommy, you go in them honky-tonks, get the people out there to come to the Catholic Church. We can't go. See the scholar? You can go do it. Take off. Catholic evangelist. Boom. There I am.
There you are.
I got happiness in my life, girl. I really do.
Well, yeah, I mean, even though you have, you know, become a preacher, you've been performing and writing songs all the while, how does it feel to have an album come out after so long?
I'm sitting here and can't hardly believe it. It's a long time, 40 years, to have an international album like we got going. But I tell you what, let us play I Ran Down Every Dream off of our album. CeCe Adcock on guitar and me, and I'm going to try to gargle through this with my old voice.
Can't wait.
I Ran Down Every Dream.
2, 3, 4.
I remember a long time ago, records sent me reeling, falling in and out of love. Music, it kept interfering. And when we were young, we'd set this world on fire, change everyone's opinion. Now this world's made me the liar, from a hero to the villain. But I ran down every dream. I swear I had the best intention.
Best intention, yeah.
I've ran down every dream. Some good, some bad, some we shall not ever mention. I remember.
Oh, that was gorgeous. This is such a treat. This album, it also has this star-studded guest list like Nick Lowe, Van Dyke Parks. You co-wrote the title track with Elvis Costello. Can I just ask, how did that collaboration with Elvis Costello come about?
I didn't know Elvis Costello that good. We played in New Orleans for a memorial. Then he and I just got to talking, two old Catholic boys.
I walk back to the house I love and found only rubble.
That song Gunn wrote me a tune called Hidden Heart, Elvis Costello. I mean, he didn't have to do that. He just wanted to help old Tommy McLean. We've all become a family now.
My hidden heart. In my hidden heart, if this torment would cease,
I'm living another life, and I ain't lying about that.
And that's what I want to ask you about, because you've said a number of times already you feel like you're living a new life. Do you think all those challenges that happened to you the last few years, all that anguish, do you think it helped shape the sound of this album?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I didn't think I'd ever get up out of that bed and sing. I lost all my extremities. You couldn't, you know, don't think that's going to kill you because you have a heart attack. You're going to, it's a learning situation. If you live, you learn. You better keep that on your mind.
I've got to hurry up before I go too old, and I'm gonna take a trip.
I heard when you were recuperating from surgery, you were writing in your hospital bed,
yeah.
Writing
oh,
music.
Yeah, I have to do that. I gotta have music around me. That's all I know. That's my gift, you know. So I talk to everybody about music. They talk about whatever they do, and I don't understand the word they say it. Music's all I can do, Elsa.
I love it. It is your gift. Tommy McLean, he released his first album in 40 years earlier this year. It's called I Ran Down Every Dream. Thank you so much, Tommy, for coming in person
God
here.
God bless you, Elsa.
This has been
this
such joy.
Wonderful show. I can't believe I'm sitting here. Brand new life. You know, we're on top of the world, and you got the smile. If I had your smile, I'd be a trillionaire. That's me.
Love you, Tommy.
You're wonderful, Elsa. Thank you so much.